Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
Well, if you're watching today and listening, well, if you're listening, you won't know, but if you're watching, you see this picture of Ghostface behind me. We are talking Scream 6 with one of the stars, Thomas Gaudreau. This is, it's hard to imagine that this series has lasted as long as it has, and the longevity it's had from the films to the television series to this. Congratulations, and thank you for your time. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to meet you too. And thank you for calling me a star. I doubt that I'm a star of the franchise, but I was happy to pop into the storyline and be forever immortalized in this franchise. Yeah.
Yeah. So you play a very fun character. You play Gale Weathers' love interest-ish kind of personal trainer, a mix
that's
of things.
That's how it was. Yeah. That's how it was pitched to me. Yeah. Her new beau.
How was that experience for you? I mean, it was fun. I mean, you do a great job in it, regardless. Anytime the link somebody is a part of something, I always find it so fun because you are now forever immortalized in the series. And there's always the option to come back. You could come back. I mean, it's just endless at this point because this series is just so good.
You know what? Absolutely. And I mean, when I first signed on to do this, and by the way, it was like a month and a half process from the initial audition to actually booking it and then flying me out to Montreal where they were actually filming the sequel. I was just a happy kid, man. I've been watching Scream movies since the very first one. I actually went to see the requel or the reboot from 2022, and I thought it was amazing. So when I got the audition for this, the breakdown, and it said untitled Spyglass horror movie, I kind of had an idea, but also the sides, like the scripts for my scene, didn't say the actual character's name, so I didn't know who I was dealing with. But when I did book it, when I got the call from my agent, they were like, it's Scream 6. And I'm like, I'm over the moon. At this point, you can already put me dead in there. I don't really care. Like, I just want to be a part of this amazing franchise. Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. The original, I used to live about 40 minutes away from where they filmed it up in Petaluma, California, parts of it. So it's fun to see this. In fact, the original house is now an Airbnb where you can stay and watch all of the films if you want as part of the experience. Well, this was fun to watch, and it's so cool when storytellers, actors like yourself, get amazing opportunities to be a part of things that most people might not be familiar with, right? That's why I like doing this show, is because I find your world extremely fascinating. It was a lot of fun. When you found out that you got to be a part of this, and for however long you filmed, what was that experience like meeting this cast and really working with Courtney and just getting to be a part of the entire process?
So it was a 9-day process where I met the core four in passing. I saw Jenna, Melissa, and Mason in the green room waiting to shoot their scenes like on one day, but it was already late that night. But I mostly spent my time with Courtney, and she's a lovely human being, and watching her work was actually a very good lesson in professionalism and how she works. The first 3 days, it was mainly me and her on the couch in her apartment, throwing lines, doing this quick little intro of what the scene might be. And then the second half involved, you know, I don't want to give away spoilers if a lot of people haven't seen it, but this movie does have a high body count.
I mean, the movie's out, but you're fine.
Yeah, the movie's out. All right. So yeah, I'm dead. I die. All right. That's not a spoiler. So the last three days were spent in prosthetics and being a corpse and bloodied and witnessing Courtney do her stunt sequence with Ghostface after he's dispatched of me. Yeah, that was basically the whole process. So it was in total 9-10 days in Montreal, and we filmed that scene for 6 days and long night shoots, because directors Matt and Tyler are very precise and they absolutely know what they want. And I tip my hats to them, one, for bringing me on this adventure, and also making an amazingly fun movie.
Yes. Well, good work. It was a lot of fun. You died a really good death, and that's okay. I mean, I've spoken to other folks who have been a part of franchises, and Jamie Kennedy, actually, we talked to him a long time ago about his experiences with the film and him dying, but you never know. I mean, this world is just so big and broad. You have done other projects. This is a big one for you. Where did the journey begin for you as an actor?
Oh, the journey began. I started out, you know, I have a business degree. So I started out in business school where I just thought, you know, this is not where my main passion lies. And I do want to try out this theater and acting world. And so I started with night classes and workshops, which brought me to Vancouver. And it's been 12 years now. It's been 12 years working in the industry in Vancouver, working on a lot of interesting American shows for big networks and big broadcast companies and streamers. And it's been fun. It's an arduous process. It's very laborious, but it's fun. Yeah,
it is. I mean, the world is so different. Sometimes I've heard it could be like going to a job interview and never hearing if you got the job. It's just like,
that's exactly what it is.
Literally ghosted. No pun intended. So looking at the projects you've done major network television, you've done film. Is there a defining character or a defining role that you've played where it solidified for you mentally that you knew this was what you were supposed to be doing?
Not the character, not any character, just the experience of being on set.
The experience. Okay.
You know, and I'll say this, not being in the industry, I don't know how that sounds to outside people, but when we're on set and if we truly enjoy what we're doing, it's like creating magic. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that we're saving lives doing what we're doing, right?
But you're not curing cancer, but you are
exactly
creating entertainment for people and escapism, which I think is huge. To be able to do that is just spectacular, honestly.
Exactly. And if they can vibe with us as characters on an emotional level, then my job is done well. And so just positive experiences on set really anchor me and let me know that I chose the right path. You know, days on set are long, but you might have that split second of magic during a scene where you're like, huh, this is really what fulfills me and what fills me up with joy. Right.
I love it. Well, let's play for a minute. If you didn't pursue acting and you continued with the business path, where would you be at, do you think? What would you be doing? Would you be banking? Would you be financing? A business degree, you could do a lot of things.
You could do a lot. Business is such a broad term, but I think I'd be involved in marketing, and I think it would somehow be involved with films.
Okay.
I don't know if it's like a creative aspect, like, you know, when they put out marketing campaigns or press releases and stuff like that, like I'd want to be a part of that world, still be
maybe a publicist or, and I think too, having a degree does help you understand the business of the industry, right? I mean, negotiating deals, getting what you want, how you can, when you can, right?
Absolutely. Because in the end, you know, as viewers and I myself included, you watch the finished product and it is art to you. And it's something to entertain you. But it's not called show business for no reason. There's a 70% business aspect to it that you need to understand, and that nothing is ever personal. It's always numbers related and how that works, right?
Wonderful. Well, congratulations on this. Fantastic. Enjoyed watching you. Albeit, you know, you died a really good death. It's such a crazy film. And congratulations on your experience with Courtney. That had to just be phenomenal, and to be able to work with somebody like that and just glean from their experience is massive. I see you have other things coming up. Are you excited for what the future holds as an actor, as a storyteller? I've heard once you start this, it's like you can't really have any interest in anything else because you have to commit your whole soul to it.
You can't have a, I mean, if kids are watching this, it's a bad thing to say, but you can't have a plan B, because there are so many this industry has so many ups and downs if you're not part of that A-list, you know? Like, most of the actors are journeyman actors that bounce from set to set.
Sure, and it's never actors, yeah.
Exactly. And it's never the next gig isn't promised. But I'm fortunate enough that I've been working consistently for the past 4 or 5 years, so that's good. And as for next project, I'll be shooting the fourth part of a Christmas franchise that I've been doing since 2019 called Merry Little Christmas. And this time we're going on vacation. It's executive produced by Kelly Rowland, and she also stars in it. And I star as her partner, and it's full of fun and heartfelt moments. And we're looking forward to shooting that this summer.
That's Lifetime, right? Or Hallmark, one of
those?
That
is Lifetime, yes.
Okay, we've had other cast members on in past years from that series. So congratulations. Thank you so much for your time. It was a pleasure to meet you, my friend. Thank you, absolutely.
It was a pleasure to meet you, too.